总统就职典礼继续筹备中，哈里斯辞去参议员。多地加强安保措施，较小规模抗议仍有发生。特朗普政府2020年将对华援助削减一半。好，星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》，我是许湘云。距离当选总统拜登就职仅剩两天时间，美国多地继续采取严格的安保措施。除了华盛顿特区之外，其他多州警方也加强警力部署，应对近日可能出现的安全问题。与此同时，在俄亥俄、密歇根、俄勒冈等州仍出现较小规模的集会，抗议人士继续表达他们的政治诉求。
当选总统拜登就职前夕，华盛顿特区继续采取严格安保措施。国会山周围设置了路障和安全检查点，驻守的国民警卫队队员也会询问过往车辆。与此同时，美国多地发生了集会活动。在俄亥俄州首府哥伦布时，尽管州议会前已经竖起围栏，当地警察在严阵以待，但仍有一群来自布加洛运动的支持者全副武装在议会建筑前表达自己的诉求。
Honestly, I'm more inclined to believe that the states have overstepped their power, especially with some of these lockdowns and shutting people down.
布加洛运动是美国一个松散的民间组织，提倡拥枪、反对政府管制以及反对左派思想。除了俄亥俄，该组织的身影还出现在密歇根州和俄勒冈州。
We might look intimidating, but we're here peacefully. We're not touching our weapons. We're not using them. We're purely here to show the government that we're not intimidated by them. We're not.Gonna shy away from standing up for what we believe to be right.
佛罗里达州的气氛相对不那么紧张，尽管当地警方在地面和屋顶部署众多警力，但仍有民众现身号召用爱化解分歧。
I heard it was supposed to be protesters, riots, and negativity today at the state all state capitals. So I wanted to be a difference at our state capital. I wanted to show people something different. I wanted to show them love.So, I came out here to spread love today.
美国之音新闻报道。
华盛顿地区星期一继续紧锣密鼓的筹备即将到来的总统就职典礼。有关详情，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
谢湘云，根据这个美国国防部的说呢，现在已经派遣了这个25000名的国民警卫队进入到华盛顿来协助维持这个就职典礼的治安。那么呢，我们可以看到这个媒体也拍到了，他们当中许多人呢，现在是直接在国会大楼里头呢架起了行军床在里头休息。那么此外呢，在星期一的时候，美国国会在星期一上午也短暂的封锁了，原因就是因为距离国会大楼不到1英里的地方，这个295公路的一座桥梁的下面呢发生了火灾，并且冒出浓烟。后来经查呢，是在当地的一个游民他们聚集的地方呢，他们的帐篷发生了火灾。那么现在火势已经扑灭之后呢，国会大楼也这个解除了封锁。星期一呢，总统的就职筹备委员会也宣布了更多的就职典礼的细节，包括在当天将会有这个拜登以及哈里斯的母校，分别是德拉瓦大学以及霍华德大学的鼓乐队参加游行的表演。那么刚才呢，在我要进白宫之前呢，白宫外面正好也有这个军方的这个仪队也正在进行彩排的训练。那么星期二呢，将会进行这个就职典礼的彩排活动，并且呢，分别会举行庆祝亚太裔以及拉丁裔传统跟文化的就职活动。那我们知道呢，这个副总统当选人哈里斯将会是美国的历史上第一位非洲裔以及亚太裔混血的副总统。那么根据白宫发出的行程表呢，特朗普总统星期一的活动是说他会打许多的电话跟开许多场的会议。那么白宫呢，在将近中午的时候宣布总统已经结束所有的公开行程了。那么副总统彭斯星期一则是没有安排活动。那根据报道呢，特朗普总统他在星期天已经拟好了一份名单，要准备在星期二特赦大概100个人。那目前这份名单还没有公布。那如果大家可以看到，在我的背后呢，也就是白宫的西厢椭圆形 行办公室所在的地方，后面有这个海军陆战队正在站岗，表示特朗普总统正在椭圆形办公室当中。那是否就正在来领定这一份打算星期二要公布的这个名单呢？目前外界都在揣测。那么星期一呢，同时也是马丁路德金纪念日，也是全国服务日。当选的正副总统拜登以及哈里斯则呼吁美国民众在今天要以服务社区的方式来纪念马丁路德金博士。那拜登呢，星期一的上午就前往了宾夕法尼亚州费城的慈善组织富足费城，那个是费城最大的食物救济组织。那拜登以及他的夫人吉尔拜登在那里协助包装要送出去救济的食物，包括罐头、米等等。拜登团队说呢，拜登夫妇包装了大约有150份的食物。而副总统当选人哈里斯呢，在星期一中午正式的向加州州长辞去了联邦参议员的职务，准备在星期三就职成为副总统。那发出视频说呢，自己身为加州女儿，感谢加州人民给她的机会，未来将会以副总统的身份继续为大家服务。那么在辞职信当中呢，哈里斯强调说，即使副总统的重要任务之一是当参议院发生了正反双方票数一致的时候投出解除僵局的一票，但是他希望呢，与其要走到打劫的僵局，参议院在未来要找到共识，共同来为美国人民服务。湘云，
感谢耀毅从白宫发来的连线报道。美国总统特朗普在2020年将对华援助削减了一半以上，从2019年的6200万美元削减到了2020年的3000万美元。英国媒体旁观者1月15号报道说，根据该杂志独家获得的美国白宫管理和预算办公室的报告，特朗普总统在过去一年内将对中国的援助削减了52%。预算办公室主任沃特说，这阻止了美国纳税人的钱被用来支持美国的战略对手。根据这份报告，多项援助中国计划已经大幅减少了开支，或者在特朗普政府执政期间完全停止。据路透社报道，特朗普政府通知包括芯片制造商英特尔在内的几家华为供应商，称将吊销向这家中国公司出售的某些许可证，并打算拒绝向这家电信公司供货的数十个其他的申请。这是特朗普政府执政期间削弱这家全球最大电信设备制造商的长期努力中的最新行动。特朗普政府表示，华为是对美国国家安全和外交政策利益的威胁。路透社的消息说，美国商务部打算拒绝向华为出口产品的大量许可证申请，并撤销至少一份先前签发的许可证。即将卸任的美国副总统彭斯在一次告别演说当中，敦促即将上任的拜登政府对中国保持警惕，以确保印太地区的自由与繁荣。彭斯1月16号在位于加州的勒莫尔美国海军航空站发表演说，他说，中国决心要通过军事挑衅和债务外交去扩展北京在地区的影响。他因此敦促即将上任的拜登政府继续推进前任的路线，面对中国的侵略行为和不当贸易行为，确保自由与开放的印太地区。据信，拜登政府上任后会改变特朗普的多项政策，但在对华政策上仍会保持强势，也会注重与盟友一起共同应对中国的挑战。另外一方面，在总统就职日，白宫要在短短的6个小时之内清理离任家庭的所有物品，还要为迁入住户做好准备。来看美国之音记者梅库瓦的报道。
On inauguration day, it's just organized chaos. There's only about 6 hours available to you to move one family out and move another family in. Everybody is working that in those 6 hours to make the house a home for the new first family when they walk in.
安妮塔·麦克布莱德曾为三任总统工作，他曾是第一夫人劳拉·布什的幕僚长。麦克布莱德有第一手的经验，他知道乔治·拜登和第一夫人吉尔·拜登头一天会期待什么。
When they come in to the White House for the first time after traditionally the inaugural parade, all their clothes are hanging in the closet. All of their personal photos are out in the places where they wanted them to be. It is really an amazing transfer.
这个转换是通过精心设计和安排的。 新任的第一家庭已经从白宫大量的收藏品中选好了家具和艺术品，这些都存放在马里兰州的仓库里。正如当年即将上任的第一夫人米歇尔·奥巴马在就职典礼前和劳拉·布什会面时发现的那样。
Mrs. Obama had remarked just how beautiful everything was, and so all that she knew she had to worry about, for when they first moved in, is having her girls' rooms, her little girls' rooms, decorated so that they would be kid-friendly.
新上任的总统决定椭圆形办公室的陈设。大多数总统选择使用英国皇家海军坚毅号桌子，这是英国维多利亚女王在1800年代后期赠给卢瑟福·海斯总统的。
Interestingly enough, the rug really has a role to play to conveying the feeling that a president has or the emotions that they have about sitting in that office. Of course, the portrait of George Washington always has its prominent place above the fireplace, and virtually no one has changed that.
这是可能让人情绪激动的一天。
The relationship between a permanent staff and a first family, and particularly if there are children involved and young children involved, they do become quite close. And it's hard for them to say goodbye.
对只担任一个任期的总统来说，离开白宫可能特别难。
You feel a sense of, I didn't get everything done the way that I had hoped. So when you're leaving after 4 years, and particularly for a first family, it is emotional. And you know, George H.W. Bush did say in his memoirs and said it hurt. It hurt.And Barbara Bush felt it too, and the family felt it deeply. But they also are incredible patriots, and they rose to the occasion.
对于照顾第一家庭宠物的工作人员来说，道别也有挑战性。资深员工戴尔·海尼就是个例子。
He is in charge of the grounds, but he also has had the responsibility of taking care of any family pet, and it's been a difficult experience for him on moving day when the pets that he's gotten so close to, who were like his family, when they leave with the first family.
主管人员要确认白宫的贵重物品不会误随搬离的第一家庭一起不慎出门。
They know every single thing that belongs to the White House collection. They also know every single thing that is yours personally.And so all of these items are all individually tagged.
这有助于白宫搬家日的工作做得尽量天衣无缝。美国之音记者梅库瓦，华盛顿报道。
在一次美国最具争议性的选举和现任总统特朗普的支持者猛烈攻击国会大厦之后，美国人正准备迎接当选总统乔拜登20号的就职典礼。美国之音记者奥沙利文对美国迈进下一个政治阶段的全民情绪做了介绍。
在破天荒的美国国会大厦遭特朗普支持者闯入之后，以及骚乱事件五名死者之一的一名国会警察的葬礼之后，现在拜登1月20日就职仪式的安全措施空前严密，国会将再度启动弹劾特朗普总统的程序。在持续的暴力威胁之下，西雅图的一名男子感到担忧。
There are a lot of people that are Donald Trump supporters that are madder than a nest of hornets. You know, they're dangerous. I don't think they're going away.
他说，他们对当选总统乔拜登解决美国问题的努力进行破坏。
Constantly trying to say he's an illegitimate president.And I mean, that's just the start of his term.
迈阿密的一个古巴移民担心拜登激进的政见。
Yo, espero.
I expect economic, political, and social disasters for a simple reason. He is a socialist.
但另一名迈阿密居民说，无论谁当选总统都应受尊重。他希望拜登成功。
I hope he does great. He's our president now, so you know, just as I respect the President Trump, I hope Joe Biden does the best for America. We gotta win.
这名妇女一样怀抱希望。
Muy contenta.
I am very happy because I think there are going to be big changes.
在加利福尼亚州的圣塔莫尼卡，一名男子呼吁拜登解决美国紧迫的问题。
Number one is the virus.
you know, make, we have to do a much better job. You know, we can't keep talking about it. We have to do something about it. They'll do something about it.
另外两名男子说，拜登必须克服政治分歧。
I'm hoping that Biden can bring the nation back together. Like, I'm hoping that he can. There's so much, I guess you could call it political segregation.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's actually
true. But it's very intense.
在首都华盛顿和全国各地持续存在暴力威胁之下，民众的情绪显得阴郁。
It's a mess. I don't know how they're going to fix it. I hope they can.
在一个通常欢欣鼓舞的庆典之前，这次人们神经紧绷。美国之音记者奥沙利文报道。
21号零点进行两小时总统就职典礼转播，除了广播与卫星电视之外，也在美国之音中文网以及社媒平台上全程直播总统就职典礼仪式，并有同声传译，带您及时掌握拜登总统的就职演说内容。2021年1月6号将会被许多人铭记，包括那些把美国当作新家园的人。请看记者迪亚洛的报道。
数以千计的暴力抗议者闯入美国国会大厦，那是在美国前所未有的一幕。索南佐桑来自西藏，现在在纽约哈德逊河谷经营一家小企业。
I was completely shocked. My heart sank. I was on the verge of tears.
暴力抗议者冲过国会大厦的警察，洗劫了建筑物，砸碎窗户，挥舞着特朗普、美国还有邦联的旗帜。来自利比亚的政治策略家埃米拉伍兹说，这是意料之中的。
In fact, it was 4 years in the making, but many say decades before then. So I think it was not a surprise. What I think shocked us was the level of violence, that was targeted at members of Congress. What also was shocking was the level of command structure that was in place.
动荡导致5人死亡。万达斯曼来自柬埔寨，现在是弗吉尼亚的一名护士，他对此有不同的看法。
I don't believe it was an attack. I think these mob or these protesters never planned it to be a violent act. But when push comes to shove, it ended up escalating into a trespassing or an intrusion to the Capitol Hill.
来自越南的罗俊印参加了游行，他是美国海军退伍军人，他说自己谴责这种暴力行为。
We are there to demand the truth. It is impossible for us to accept a certain result when half of the voters are in the limbo of understandWhat is going on that particular night, November the 3rd?
选举结果已经得到所有50个州的认证。在动荡当天，议员们正在国会山对认证的过程进行最终的确认。34岁的梅隆·塞梅达来自厄里特里亚，他最近成为了美国公民。他说他看到的形势非常清楚。
You know, coming from Africa, it felt as if there was a coup d'état happening. You know.Overtaken of government. You could equate it with domestic terrorism against the foundation of this country. And clearly it felt this was a violation of democracy.
然而占领国会大厦的人表示他们有权抗议美国大选的结果。
They don't get to steal it from us. They don't get to tell us we didn't see what we saw.
获得了特别移民签证的阿富汗前口议员米尔韦斯·萨菲说，他上周三看到的事情太可怕了，这肯定影响了他对美国民主的看法。
We see like the U.S. is spending billions of dollars across the world in different countries and different continents to support the democracy in development, to support the civic education, to support the social rights and all these things. But we found that a lot of work is required inside the United States as well.
毕业于哥伦比亚大学的中国学生梅琪琪说，他很震惊，但是也学到了很多。Democracy
is really fragile and takes a lot of effort, energy, like needs people from all aspects to sustain, protect, and practice.
民主党议员还有一些共和党人谴责特朗普总统煽动暴力，他对此表示否认。除了被弹劾，特朗普的账号已经被多个社交媒体平台封禁，这些平台也对他有类似的指控。 但是有人不赞成特朗普受到的某些对待，比如来自韩国的大卫瑜。
For example, Twitter decided to permanently ban President Trump's Twitter account. First Amendment protects freedom of speech, whether it is true or false, right or wrong. A lot of people do not understand the value of freedom, and it worries me more than those riots.
帕纳蒂·图索克斯瑞又叫做汤姆。 他出生于美国，九岁时移居泰国，但是十五岁时又回到这里。And
I think the first thing I thought was, you know, I wonder what this group would get away with compared to other protests. And as I started watching it, I started seeing, you know, the response was very different. And it was very disheartening to start seeing the police officers that were supposed to protect just kind of cooperate a lot more with the protesters that appeared to be very violent and agitated. So, you know, it was very shocking.
一些警察已经被调查，但是更多的警察为了保护美国国会大厦进行了勇敢的斗争。
健身专家表示，由于新冠疫情， 2021年的锻炼趋势将是户外运动、健身房和居家运动的混合。一个在加州很流行的选择是桨板瑜伽，可以帮助学习者冥想和练习平衡。请看美国之音的电视报道。户外运动是加利福尼亚州威尼斯海滩市的一种生活方式，居民通过海滩健身、打排球和沿着太平洋慢跑来保持身体活跃。 水上瑜伽，也就是在桨板上做瑜伽，是一门需求激增的运动课程，必须在很有限的表面上保持平衡，迫使瑜伽学生格外专注，否则就会掉进水里。水上瑜伽创始人莎拉·蒂芬塔勒10年前率先开始在桨板上练习下犬式的动作，还培训来自世界各地的瑜伽修行者。 在他们各自的国家教授瑜伽，他说，对课程的需求逼得他把每周三天课增加到6天。
Sadly, a lot of fitness, you know, related businesses have had to close or slow down. But we feel very blessed that we've been able to thrive in this situation because we have a safe setting for people to get outside and be fit. So, crazy enough. This has been our busiest summer ever, our busiest year ever.
蒂芬塔勒说，平均来说，大约有10%的学生会落水，但这是好玩的一部分。对希望学习新的保健方式的人来说，这不应该是障碍。布雷安娜·布朗是水上瑜伽班上的学生。
I really enjoyed myself. It was very relaxing. It was soothing. I not only got my exercise in, but I got a lot of meditation out of it.
另一个学员玛丽·卢·蒂姆罗也很喜欢这项运动。
When the yoga studios closed and the gyms and just an option to do two things that I love, it's an incredible workout. Probably one of the hardest I've ever done because you get to challenge yourself.
美国之音电视报道。
佐治亚州富有创意的一群人正在利用 3D 打印技术复制古老的宝藏，并创造新的宝藏。请看记者塔博的报道。
大约2500年前，在古希腊，著名的雕塑家菲迪亚斯创造了希腊众神之王宙斯的巨大雕像。他被安置在奥林匹亚的一座为了纪念他而建造的巨大寺庙里。奥林匹亚是奥林匹克运动会的发源地。公元5世纪，这座雕像被大火焚毁，但复制品在随后年代陆续出炉。在佐治亚州的肯尼索州立大学，他们使用 3D 打印技术，按照雕像比例制作了一个模型。
I see it as a fun, cool way to work with the tools of engineering and opening up dialogue between engineering students and art students to discover new ways to either create art or how to work with the tools and bring those together.
这个模型采用塑料制造，大约花了6星期的时间。
It opens up a whole new world of interacting with that sculpture.
这座雕像是为了佐治亚州亚特兰大的千禧之门博物馆纪念1996年奥运会20周年的展览而创作的。到今天，它仍是博物馆的展出重点。
It was so striking, the difference of such a classical-looking object and the way it was made with high-tech. It dazzled our visitors, young and old.
这个大学的学生也用 3D 打印技术来创作现代作品，但库克强调他在复制古代宝藏的重要作用。
We're very conscious of the educational and architectural treasures that we are custodians of at this time, and we do our best to, in all our power, to pass them along to the next generation.
美国之音记者塔博报道。
感谢您收看今天的美国观察，祝您有愉快的一天，我们明天见。
Full phrase is the Chinese dream of national rejuvenation. It's a very important phrase because it reflects that China is governed not by one set of ideas, but by two set of ideas. National rejuvenation is a term that Xi Jinping, the leader of China, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party,uses often. The Chinese Communist Party is governed not by one set of ideas, but by two set of ideas. Both Marxism-Leninism, which informs the dictatorship at home, but national rejuvenation, which greatly affects China's foreign policy. For example, the Chinese Communist Party's view that Hong Kong, Taiwan, vast areas of the South China Sea and beyond always have been and always must remain part of China is not drawn from the playbook of Marxism-Leninism.All this flows from a certain understanding, we believe an extreme interpretation of Chinese nationalism. Xi reconciles the nationalist element of his thinking with the Marxist-Leninist element by envisaging ultimately an international order, but with Beijing at the center. Our argument is not with the people of China, but with the Chinese Communist Party imposing this dictatorial scheme on its own people.And in addition, attempting to rewire the international order. That's where our concern is, especially in international order. What we can do in regard to oppression inside China is limited. We can do much more, however, to ensure the preservation of the free, open, and rules-based international order.